It's easy to tell a dog apart from a wolf, but that hasn't always been the case. The ancestors of today's pugs and poodles were domesticated from wild wolves more than 10,000 years ago, probably in Asia. A new study in Nature catalogues the genetic changes that set dogs apart from their wolfy cousins. The list includes genes involved in brain development, reproduction, and somewhat surprisingly, digestion. Kirsten Lindblad-Tow at the Broad Institute in Cambridge, Massachusetts, told Ewan Calloway how the prehistoric trash heap was the site of a lasting friendship.
Tell me, Kirsten, how did dogs become domesticated?
So dogs were domesticated in Asia more than 10,000 years ago. There has been some discussion about where the domestication happened and also how it happened. Our study suggests that dogs may have been partially domesticated by joining people to eat from scrap heaps as people started agriculture.
Your study was looking at genetic differences between dogs and the wolves from which they were domesticated. I mean, what are some of the major differences between dogs and wolves?
Of course, in morphology, dogs have changed a lot and have a lot of different morphologies from wolves. And also they have changed their behavior drastically so that they are more sociable with humans. What we don't notice much is perhaps that their diet has also changed from being carnivores to eating almost anything that a human would eat.
It's believed that all these differences between dogs and wolves were brought about by domestication.
Largely these came about by domestication. I think there's been very strong selection on dogs to be what we want or what suits them when they are near us in our environment.
Well, your group was interested in looking at the genetic and genomic basis for these trait differences between dogs and wolves. Tell us a little bit about how you went looking for them.
So we decided to do an unbiased study of the genome of dogs. And to do that, the best way we thought was to carefully map the genomes of many wolves and many dogs and compare that. And what we could then find was a number of regions of the genome that where there were big differences between wolves and dogs and where most of the dogs looked quite similar to each other. So we then determined that these regions where dogs were special would be the regions that had been important for them to be domesticated.
So what kind of genes marked all dogs apart from wolves?
So as we looked through the genomes of the dogs and the wolves, there were very clear signals in almost 40 regions, and about half of those regions contain genes involved in brain development and function. And that's quite likely that those genes would have to do with the behavioral adaptations that dogs have undergone. Other interesting genes were many genes related to starch metabolism and sugar breakdown. So that really implicates an altered diet.
But why would starch and sugar metabolizing genes have been important for domestication of dogs?
We believe that while it's possible that humans might have gone out to take wolf pups and domesticate them, it might have actually been more attractive for dogs to come and start eating from the scrap heaps as modern agriculture started. And for that, of course, an altered diet, the ability to break down starch that comes from wheat products and all sorts of vegetables, etc., that the agricultural society was now starting to use as a major food source would have been important. And so because of that, it's so exciting that three of the most clear differences we see are on the major steps that allows a dog to eat starch and break it down to sugar and then take up the sugar.
Is there any debate about this idea that dogs kind of domesticated themselves by eating our food scraps?
There's been a fair amount of debate, and I think lots of people have discussed it, and it's hard to say that either one or the other is the only reason. But from the signatures in the genomes of dogs, it's very clear that adapting to a diet has been very important. And that may suggest that the change in diet and the agricultural society has been a major driver.
One of the other things I thought was really neat about this paper was you note that human genomes have also evolved to help us digest starch too, in some of the same ways as dogs. Is that a coincidence?
No, I think this is a really striking sign of parallel evolution when the agricultural revolution started that may have elicited an adaptive response to starch breakdown both in dogs and humans. And because dogs are, their genomes are so extreme and so easy to study, we see these signals really, really strongly in dogs, but we see them also in humans. So it really shows how dogs and humans have evolved together to be able to eat starch.
This kind of reminds me of, you know, you sometimes hear about owners who resemble their dogs. Now we have, you know, humans resembling dog genomes in some ways.
Yes, and I think this is important in a different way. If you think about it, a change in diet may very well affect diseases such as diabetes or obesity. And so we believe that by looking at dog breeds and their changes in the genome affecting many of these basic traits, we can also learn about both dog health and human health.
Has domestication made dogs more susceptible to some of the same diseases that we humans get?
So dogs get a lot of the diseases that humans get. They get cancer, they get diabetes, they get heart disease. And it's very clear that diabetes affect a certain number of breeds that may have had to adapt to an environment where starch-rich diet is important. So while we don't have any genetic links so far, we really see quite high frequencies of diabetes in specific dog breeds, suggesting that there is a genetic reason for this.
Find that paper and Ewan's news story at nature.com/nature.